think we're starting on the Mishnah at the bottom of Ayin Tet. Amud Bet. Cut of the Shum Malchut She'enu Hugenet. If he dated the get for the Malchut She'enu Hugenet, which the Gemara will discuss in a moment, is referring to the Roman emperors, the Shum Malchut Madai, to the Persian emperor, the Shum Malchut Yavan to the Greek emperor, the Vinyan Abayit to the time, the building of the Bayit, or the Chorban Abayit, all of these, Hayab Mizrach, if he was in the east, the Kadab Ma'arav, he wrote in the west, the Ma'arav, the Kadab Mizrach, was in the west, and he wrote the east. So in all these instances, there's a get psula, as a get pasul. So therefore, Tetzel Mizel Mizel, if she remarried with this get, she must divorce both the second husband and get another divorce, get another get from the first husband to get a valid get. Tzricha get mizeh mizeh, and she must, right, she must get a get from both parties. Ve'en la ketubah, she doesn't get any ketubah, the low payrot, and not payrot. Rashi says, what does it mean she doesn't get payrot? Payrot means she doesn't get din payrot, because the woman gets an exchange for the payrot of her nefesei melug, she gets the pure konami shibiyah, she gets a redemption, right, if she's taken captive, so she's not entitled to that privilege from either husband to be redeemed, and also she can't, I think, claim back the payrot that the husband ate. Although if she takes them back, then it's invalid. Below mizonot, she's not entitled to mizonot from either husband. Below blaot, Rashi says blaot are the leftovers of the begadim that she took in to him since she brought it into the marriage. And over here Rashi says it's a kenas, that's a kenas that they placed upon him. Whereas Tosfos, if you look at Tosfos, it says lo blaot, he says perish of countries below teach yamim bein nira. So he doesn't think this is right. She doesn't lose them. There's nothing left over. I mean, nothing is left over of that which she brought in. Then he's not responsible to replace them at all. And neither of the two husbands, meaning the original husband as well as the second marriage. And if she does collect on any of these things from either husband, tachzir, she must return it. But vlad mamzer, and the vlad is a mamzer mizeh mizeh from both parties. Now one of the vladot is only a vlad mamzer midoraisa. One's a vlad mamzer midoraisa, which is the second husband. He never divorced from the first husband, so the second husband is going to be a mamzer midoraisa. And the first husband, if she goes back to him, marries him again, has children, that will be a mamzer mider rabbanon. Right, neither party will be mitameir of their kohanim. Neither husband is entitled to her mitzia or to her output. The right to be made for her nether. If she's a Bat Yisrael, then she can no longer marry into the Kuna. A Bat Levi, if she's a Bat Levi, she may no longer return to her father's house to eat Maaser Rishon, Mina Maaser. Bat Kohen, if she's a Bat Kohen, then if she has no children, she cannot return to her father's house, Mina Chuma. She cannot get Chuma anymore. Ve'en Yorshin Shalzeh, V'yorshin Shalzeh, Yorshin Tubata. And neither husband's children, neither of her children from either side, will be Yoresh of Tubata. Well, as we just said before, she does not entitle to Tuba, so what are they being Yoresh? So I'll ask that question. If they die, either one of the husbands dies and without children, the brother of each party must be chaletz to her and not the miyabim. So, okay, this is. Right, so if she doesn't get a second get, right, then they have to be chaletz and not the miyabim. So now, all of these, Rashi says, now what's the failing over here? I mean, the get was a failure because there was something missing, there was something done wrong in the get. Now, what was her failure? So this Rashi says, the bayila akruya the gita. She should have read her get. And that this, what was written in the get was incorrect, it was marked wrong, and therefore she is punished here with all this severe, right, repercussions, the same repercussions we have for a woman who marries when she gets the new, you know, gets an aguna who finds out there, listens to the testimony of someone who says their husband has passed away. It's the same repercussions for this woman because she has a certain amount of responsibility here, a certain amount of onus on the woman because she should have read the get. And her failure to read the get, right, causes her all these problems. That's one. Number two is, It's interesting to note that the woman over here, we said there, a woman is, number one, if she's in Bat Yisrael, she's Psula the Kuhuna. Why is she Psula the Kuhuna if she's a Bat Yisrael? That's because she's a Zona. A Zona is anyone who has had a extramarital relationship, something that's a relation with an Arayot. So over here, the get was invalid, and she married the second guy, so she has a, right, she has deal with the second husband. That makes her into a Zona, because that's a, she was married, and now she's having, quote-unquote, an affair with another man, so that makes her into a zonah. So that means min haTorah, she cannot marry a Kohen. Also, a bat, a Kohen, right? She cannot eat the Trumah, she has the same din. If a bat Kohen is a zonah, she's not entitled to go back and eat Trumah. That means min haTorah, a bat Yisrael cannot marry a Kohen now, based in this situation. And number two is a bat Kohen cannot eat Trumah, min haTorah, because she's a zonah in both these instances. Whereas by the Meiser Rishon, right, there is, right, Rashi says, but Levi min haMeiser is a knas, but that is a knas, and not a Iker Hadin, because I don't know, Zona will not necessarily be postal her for meeting Meiser Rishon, and her failure here is a knas, the reason she can't go back. So it's interesting, you have these three women, when the sales min haKuhuna, that she can't go back and eat Shuma, and that she can't eat Meiser Rishon again, two of them are min haTorah. If the get is invalid min haTorah, then min haTorah she can't marry a Kohen, and she can't eat Shuma. Whereas the Meiser Rishon is again a part of the whole picture here of a knas, Chachamim, because of the mistake over here. Now, next is Shina Shemo Ushma Shemiro Shemira. He changed his name, her name, his city, and her city, Tetzeh Mizeh Umizeh. Again, all of these, if she has to divorce both husbands, meaning the first get is an invalid get, that's number one. And Bechod Adrachim Ailuba. And all of these issues will apply to her. So now, Kol Arayot. So these are the next two cases in the Mishnah. Kol Arayot Shamrut, Sarotayim Mutarot. So this goes back to Yevamot, a little Chazarot of Yevamot. But any Arayot that we see there, Sarotayim are Mutarot. So now, what's the case? The case is we have Reuven, who is married to Leah and Sipora. Right? Reuven is married to Leah and Sipora, and Shimon is married to Rachel. Reuven passes away without any children, and now his two wives fall to Shimon to perform evil. So now you have Leah and Sipora that are coming to Shimon. Leah is Rachel's sister. So what's the rule when you have arayot when it comes to yibum? That they go free. There's no yibum, there's no chalitz, everything is, right? Everything goes on. So over here, Leah goes away because she is Rachel's sister. Now, also, Tzipora is free. There's no yibum or no chalitza for Tzipora because she is a tzara of an erva. She's a co-wife to an erva. Since she is Leah's co-wife, therefore she's also patura mina chalitza or mina yibum. Right, so now, in a case like this, that they are, as a co-wife, they are mutarot. This Tzipora went ahead, and now she went and married another person. She went and married Levi. And then they find out that Leah was an Ilonit. Then what? They have to divorce both. She has to divorce both parties. And again, all of these issues will come up for her. Because if we find out that Leah was a Ilonit, but truthfully, we'll see in a second, even if Rachel was an Ilonit, then the tour of Erva disappears. Because an Ilonit is a Kedushay Tos, as if the marriage was a mistake. If the marriage was a mistake, then you don't have an Erva here anymore. Because either Leah or Rachel were really not married, either to Reuven or Shimon. If they're not married to Reuven or Shimon, then there was no tour, right, there was no tour for Yibam HaChalitza, and Tzipora required, right, the Chalitza in this instance. She required a Chalitza in order to go out and marry others. So now she goes out and marries someone else. Really, she has a zika to the Shimon. So now she cannot marry Shimon, and she can have to divorce her Levi, her husband, her new husband as well. So that's one case of Yibam. Now the second case, HaKodesh that Yibimto. Now there's a case, much a simpler case here, where you have Reuven who's married to, right? Reuven is married to Tzipora and Yocheved. Reuven is married to Tzipora and Yocheved, and then Reuven dies, and they fall before Shimon for Yibum. Shimon is Miyabein Tzipora. And Shimon is miyaving Tzipora. What happens to Yocheved? Yocheved goes free, because he only has to perform Yibum or Chalitza with one of the two women. So he goes ahead and he marries, he's miyaving Tzipora, so Yocheved goes free based on that. And this Yocheved goes out and marries Levi, goes out and marries another party. And then they find out that this Tzipora was an Eilonit. This Tzipora was an Eilonit. She was never really married to Reuven. If she was never really married to Reuven, then the Yibum performed by Shimon does not help Yocheved. It does not free Yocheved. The co-wife is not freed without the Yibum of the other co-wife. And since she was not a valid wife, her Yibum does nothing for her. So then again, this Yocheved, this poor Yocheved, has to divorce both Levi, and she has to divorce she can't be miyabim Shimon, as in this case. Again, she has all these issues. Now Rashi later on explains why this is, meaning that if before we said that the woman was somewhat responsible because she didn't meet her debt, over here, what do you want the woman to do? She thought that the other woman got married, and that's it. How is she supposed to know that this woman is an Eilonit? That's a very heavy burden to place on the woman. So later on, the Gemara is going to sound like, or it's going to say that this was a case by a Tana. It's a case where she was a Tana, and therefore it was not clear whether she was an Eilonit. And therefore the woman should have waited to ensure that the Tana was an Eilonit before she got married. Right, still a big burden to place on her that she has to wait until at least it's clear that this Tana can perform Yibum fully and there's no Eilonit. But at least there you can see why she might be responsible, because she should have waited, and she didn't wait. And then she went ahead and got married without ensuring that the Yibum performed with this other woman, or this Arayot that was put to her, were really valid wives or co-wives in order to be put to her and allow her to go marry a third party. And very, it's a stronger burden, I think, on the woman here. Okay, Katav Sofer get li'ish v'shover li'isha. Sofer wrote a get to the man and a receipt to the woman. Vitan, he makes a mistake, and Natan get li'isha, and he gives the get to the woman and the shover to the ish and the receipt to the man. Vinat nuzel azet, and then they go ahead and do an exchange of documents. He hands her a document that he thinks is her get, and she hands him a document she thinks is her shover. Rever lachas man. And after time, guess what? All right, get yotzei miyadaish. Who has to get? The man. Because the woman got it by accident, she handed it to the husband. The shover miyadaisha. And the receipt is with the woman. So there again, the Mishnah says, yotzei miyadaisha called rachimei luba. Again, here you can make the argument that she should have, she should have read that document that she got, make sure that she got a get. Right, Rabbi Lezer Omer, in the altar aims a get. If it immediately, right, is apparent that she doesn't have a get, then it's not a valid get. Im lachar zman, but after time it comes up, Yotza Har is a get. Then it's not a get. Or, I mean, it is a valid. The original get was a valid get. Because what right does the second person have to go ahead and change the status of this woman? We'll see. In the Gemara, Rashi over here says that we're afraid that they made a kunya, that the original husband and the woman kind of came up with a plan where they would basically fake the fact that the get and the shover with the wrong person in order that she won't be married to the second guy, and then they can get remarried again. So you can go back and remarry her first husband. Do we worry about such collusion or not? That's Rashi's opinion about what the problem here is collusion. Right now, the just some quick points in Tosfos, some very interesting. Tosfos says, Shina Shema Bishma is not literally Shina Mamash, that they changed the names, right? But the problem was that there were two names to the city, or two names to this person, and they didn't write, both in these cases where it's an invalid get. Now, if you look at the second Tosfos, some payment out, the second Tosfos says, Shemi Ro Shemi Ra, Omer Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Dahainu Dafka Ir, Dafka Ir Shadarim Ba, the city in which they live, about Ir Shno, but the city in which they were born, Afilu Shina Kosher, came into Insarapa Kosbo Kral. So there was a minhag, right? There was a minhag, Hadmonim, which Tosfos mentioned over here, that not only did they write the city in which they lived, they wrote the city of birth of the people found in the get, the husband and wife's city of birth. What happened if they make a mistake in the city of birth? So Rabbeinu Yitzchak says, listen, you didn't have to do it. If you didn't have to do it, then a mistake shouldn't invalidate the get. I mean, that it wasn't a requirement of the get, therefore it won't invalidate the get. Right?
Is
Sira Karte and Edith Khatima Karte, right? That it could detract.
He says, right? You don't need Edith Khatima, but it'll happen, then it's right.
Right, exactly.
But in general, it's going to be handled again, it has to be correct.
Right, so that was the issue. But Edith Khatima are a more serious form of, you know, they're Edim on the get versus shame Edim is not necessary, but what they could be, and they're helpful, because they're bringing Tikkun Olam, they do something, they do help with the validation of the get. Over here, the city in which he's born is not a requirement for many percent. Says, I'll prove that to you because we allow the sofer to write the birthplace of the woman or the man, right, based on their own testimony. We don't require anything to come and say where their city is. In fact, they don't require that. How can the sofer rely on them? So therefore, he could not rely on them if it was opposed to the get. So now, the Rabbeinu Tam, later on in his Tosu says, he brings a proof, right, that anything that doesn't belong in the get, or not necessary for the get, right, you know, does not post the get, right? Alright, so here, listen to this. If it's Svaruhu the Edim, the way in the Tosfos says, Svaruhu the Edim lo kaimi ala ikar maaseh, that the Edim that are testifying on the get are only testifying to the maaseh divorce. They're not testifying whether the guy was really born in the city or really born in that city. They don't have, that's not what they're focused on. They're focused on that there's a maaseh gerushin here. It says that, umaseh be'echa shishina beget makom le'dato. There was a case like this, they had a case, that he was gave the wrong birthplace. She wrote me, and the read was not here, it says it was a good get. And many times when they didn't know where the guy was born, don't write it down. So the fact you can see that it wasn't something that was necessary for the get. That the places where they are found at this moment also is not something that's required. And again, if there's a problem with that, it won't cause a problem in the get. Right now, back to the, it was just interesting Tosfos about, you know, that only the things that are required, the Shina Shmo Shma, are things that are going to cause you a problem. Things that are not necessary to make the get a valid get, if they're wrong, those aren't going to cause you a problem in being a valid get. Now, the Gemara asks, my malchut she'enu genet. What does it mean, the malchut that isn't ra'oi? So when it says, malchut ha'roma'im, right? That is the Roman, right, empire, the Roman emperors. But my car, they malchut she'enu genet. Why are they called the malchut that is not ra'oi, that is not, right, worthy? Shum de'en la'im lo k'tab, v'lo l'ashon. They don't have their own script or their own language. I mean, that their script and the language was borrowed from others. It wasn't something that was developed independently. So therefore, they're called malchut she'enu genet. Now, Amar Ulat is the important part of this. Mibnei matikinu machut begitin. Why did they date the Gitin based on the current emperor or the current ruler? So, it says Mishum Shalom Malchus. Right, to keep pace with the Malchus, meaning that it was a nice gesture towards the Malchus that they dated it according to the kings or the emperor, or the current emperor, the ruler. Shum Shalom Malchus. They say, I'm there. So wait, I mean, this is an institution, the Rabbanon of Shalom Malchus, that we write the dating of the emperor in there. You said before in the Mishnah that if you wrote the wrong emperor, if you wrote the Roman Empire instead of the current empire, you wrote the Greek Empire instead of the current empire, it validates to get to the point where the Vlad is a Malchus. Where it says in, yes, this is who? Rabbi Meir the Tamei, the author of our Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Meir here. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Meir. And what does Rabbi Meir say? Kol ma'ashenemi matveir shetabu chachamim v'gitin avlai ba'amzer. That's his principle. If you change the format in which Chazal laid out a get, right, then that get is invalid, even though it's only a requirement of the Rabbanan. But any requirement of Chachamim laid out, once they laid out such a requirement, if you do not follow that requirement, or you somehow, right, incorrectly do something with that requirement, then it is invalid get, and the Vlad would be a mamzer. So this is a Shitas Rabbi Meir that follows that. Now, if you remember from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, there's something called Minyan Hashtarot. Right, so that something called Minyan Hashtarot, they instituted that all Gittin would be, or all documents would be dated from the Minyan Hashtarot. So why over here are we talking about dating the Gittin based on the current ruler? If they went to a standardized counting, which was Minyan Hashtarot. So Tosfos over here says, Vim Tomar, I'm a reader of Karakamah to Masechet Bezara, but Gola, Ein Malchut, Ein Monim el Malchut Yavan Bilvat. We only count from Malchut Yavan, which is Minyan Shnarot from the Greek Empire. Amo Malucha Shinon L'Shalom Malchut. right, that we don't worry about Shalom Malchus. So this is very important. The Omeri, the Dafka Begita Yishlash Chosh the Shalom Malchus. Only in a get do you have to worry about Shalom Malchus. Why? Shemapin, the Bishuzover Gadol, Shemapin Ben Ishta Ishto. And a get, a divorce document, is something very chosh. It's a very chosh star Hesha document. And therefore, inside of a chosh document like a get, right, they require the Chachamim made an institution that you mark the current ruler's reign. How long is he into that? Because that is Shalom Malchus. But Minyan Ashtaros that's mentioned in Avodah Zarah, that has to do with any other contract or any other document outside of Gittin. Because Gittin are unique in their status and their Chashivus. And therefore, that they had a Xera or Takanas Shalom Malchus. But other the contracts, right, there is not, there is no such requirement because it would not cause a problem in Shalom Malchus. They didn't date them according to this reign, and then for all those were dated according to Minyan Ashtaros, which is basically from the rule of Yavan. Right, at some point in the rule of Yavan, which is around 311 BCE, that they instituted the Minyan Ashtaros. And I'll just mention here, there's the famous Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab wrote his famous opinion with regards to, there's a very difficult issue with Seder Olam Rabo, and the Chachamim's dating comes up in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah as well, so since we're in the day before Rosh Hashanah, the problem of the dating of the Persian kings. The Gemara seems to have, they make Daryavish and Koresh, a number of Daryavishes and Koreshes into a single rule, and they're missing about 180 years from the secular dating system. And therefore, they shorten the Bayit Sheni, the second Bayit. They say only it was extant for about 420 years, whereas I think secular historians believe it was around for about 586 years or something to that effect. So that's the difference between those two, right, it needs to be explained. So there are many opinions where Schwab came up with his Shita, which is an unbelievable, unusual Shita. And he says that the Chachamim tried to change the date on purpose. They wanted to mess up, quote unquote, the calendar because of the case, because of Mashiach coming. And that the world, according to the Gemara and Vodazar, is only supposed to be around for 6,000 years. We are right just on the right around the footstep of Tafshin Samachet, which would be right 5769. Right, so that means that there's only right 231 years left until Mashiach would come. So Rav Schwab said that the Chachamim were afraid, right, that as it got closer to the end, that people would kind of give up and not going. So what they did was they created a buffer by changing the date and throwing off the minyan, throwing off the calendar. The Jewish calendar. Now, they did it on purpose. How did they do that? They did that by creating, according to Rav Schwab, they did that by creating the Minyan Hashtaros. Like forcing everybody to go over into a dating system that made no sense. And since they were standing, Minyan Hashtaros was established much later, after the Korban Havayit, and they forced everybody to go back to a Minyan Hashtaros to go with it when the Greek Empire came to power. Which really didn't make so much sense. But he says they did that in order to cover up the calendar. So they would cover up the calendar to make that switch, and that caused this problem in the calendar, and they on purpose did this cover up. And that's the opinion of Rav Schwab, since we mentioned Minyan Hashtaros, that's what I mentioned over here, but that's due to the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara says, who Daryavish, who Koresh, who Atak Shafka. Over there says that three Persian kings were one king, and by doing that, they basically shortened the whole Persian rule that the Jews are involved with, or the time that the base, second base of English would have stood. Alright, now, if you write it, the Shum Malchut Yavan, back in the Gemara, right, if you write the Shum Malchut Yavan, it's invalid. The Tzricha, the Yashminun Malchut Yavan, again, it's had you just mentioned the Roman Empire, you can't date it to them, Shum Tzimalicha, right, because they ruled about Malchut Madai, Malchut Yavan, by the Hava Hava. I mean, the problem with the Roman Emperor, if you mention the Romans, is because they're still currently, right, have an empire. They still currently are a valid kings or valid rulers. But Madai, right, Media, and Yavan, and Greeks, their empires have been right, dissolved. They don't exist anymore. Since they don't exist anymore, it won't cause jealousy for the right for the current emperor. Vishmain and Machut Madayu Machut Yavan, had you just mentioned Media and Greece, Shum the Makuta the Habu, Abal Binyan Abayit, but if you talk about the base of Mikdash, Mad'ava Abba, again, at least they were emperors, so another emperor might be jealous if you date it to another emperor's reign. But to date it to the Binyan Abayis, why should he be upset about the Abayis? That's no, it's not a competition for him in any way. But Abba, whatever happened, happened. V'yesh min Binyan Abayit Amriki, the Mitkaresh Bachayu, that the Jews are remembering their good times, and maybe that will upset them. Abba Korban Abayit Tzaru, but the destruction of the Bayit, if they write that, big deal, you know, it's a bad thing to write about. Hey, Malau, so Tzrikha, therefore we need all these cases to teach us. In all these instances, right, we require you, or it's an invalid get, unless you write the current ruler. You have to write the current ruler's name or reign in order for it to be a valid get from my rabbi. I mentioned this in the Mishnah, that it was unclear as to what this means. He's in the east, and he writes in the west. What is this? Man, who's in the east and who's in the west? I mean, what's the invalid part to get here? Man, Elim Abau. If you say it's the husband, I know Shina Shmo, Shmav, Shemiro, Shemira. That's equivalent of the other case in the Mishnah, where he changes his name and his city's name. I mean, east and west are just a different way to say that he's mentioned the wrong place. Right? Ella, Rab, Sofer. It must be that the Sofer who's writing. To the Amalu Rab, the Sefre. Rab used to say to his Sofrim, Mechin Amalu Rab, Huna, the Sefre. And Huna said the same thing to his Sofrim. Kidiyad Bitu Bishile. When you guys are sitting in Shile, Tubu Bishile. Writing the get that this get is being written in Shili. Abagab the Mitzvah Humili Behini. Even though you were given the instructions in Hini. Tosafot says that Shili and Hini were places that were approximate, very close to each other. But even though it wouldn't look like Sheker, even if you mentioned one of the other places, nevertheless, to say the requirement here is that the Sofer write the name of the place of where he is writing the get, not where he accepted the instructions. And the problem here is that it shouldn't be Mechsek Shikra. It shouldn't look like they lied. And it shouldn't look like that this get was done in a right, improper manner, because the city in which it was written is not really the city in which it was written. Chiyaz Mitu Behini, and if you guys are sitting in Hini, Tubu Behini, right, that you're sitting in Hini, even though you were given the instructions in Shili. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Zu Tibre Rabbi Meir. This Mishnah is the Mishnah of Rabbi Meir. So what does that mean, Tibre Rabbi Meir? So that's what Rashi says over here, that this get is Nifsal Mishum Shalom Malchus. This whole idea, right, we said before, whose opinion is it that if you write the wrong right, kingdom, a wrong reign in the get, it's invalid? That is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who said that as soon as you change from the Madveya, the paradigm in which Chachamim, or the form in which Chachamim set up, that makes it into an invalid get. Center Shabbair, I say aggression. You don't have to only write for the center Shabbair, that is a valid get. Who's the center Shabbair? I think it does come from the word central or center. It's the main honcho in the city. And he's the guy who in that city, he knows all the he knows all the titles, he knows all the basic all the stuff in the city. He knows everybody who married whom, how things were going. He was the tribal chief, we call him, or the chief of the city. So even if you wrote the chief of the city, according to Chachamim, that's valid.
Yeah,
the Rashi says it's a guy who knew the Bakib and Achlat Gvul Sadekal Ishbi'ish. He knew the right. He knew the property demarcations of all people. He was the title, I don't know what you call that, title man. He knew all the titles and who owned what and where and where. That's what, right. That's what you said, land register. Okay. How Gita, Dahavu Ktivve, the same East Tandadra. So there was a get that was written to the viceroy, the Bishkar. Now, it's the name of the Bishkar. Shokhar Rav Nachum Bar Rav Chista, the Kameh de Rabba. He sent this to the case to Rabba. Kai Gab Namai. What's been in this case? So I play Baha, Filu Rabbi Meir Modi. Even in that case, even Rabbi Meir admits that it's a valid get, my Tama, mi Otu Malkusu. He is from that same emperor, meaning that he's the appointee of that emperor. So my Shnami center should be here. Why is this different than the center for Shabir, where Rabbi Meir does argue? So the Gemara says, well, Hatam Zila Behubinilsa. Over there, that's like a lowly, isn't that a lowly appointee of bureaucrat, right? Somebody who's not really, does not identify necessarily with the ruling party. He'll be there no matter who's the emperor, right? He's not necessarily identified with this route. The viceroy is someone who's clearly appointed by the emperor and somebody who is subjugated or subordinate to the emperor. If you mention him, that's not going to be an offense to the emperor. Whereas if you mention like the center Shabir, like, you mention this, like this little guy here, and you're not going to mention me? Come on, that's not right. People the mills for that when you write the viceroy, that already shows that you are right, you're giving and aggrandizing the malchus of this person because you, right, agree or you acquiesce to his appointee or his viceroy. So that's enough to be considered valid. So Amar Rabba Rabbi Abba Amar Rabuna Amar Rav Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir Avacham Imomim Avad Tashir. So that doesn't mean that what Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir and the Avad is Tashir. So Rashi says it's on the same thing on Shalom Malchus. Rashi says these two statements. We have one statement by Amar Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel before that says this is Divrei Rabbi Meir, but Chachamim say that you can get married the Chatzkila with such a get Harizim Agureshit. Now over here we have Amar Rabba Amar Rabuna Amar Rav. Right, the name of Rav, the Zuki Rabbi Meir, of a Chamei of Vlad Kasher. Chamei said the Vlad is Kasher, which means that B'di'eved is a valid guest. So Shmuel says L'chatkila, Rav says it's B'di'eved. So it's with Rashi. Rashi means that they're talking about the exact same case of Shalom Malchus. They just have a different outcome. But if he changes the actual name of the city, then it's a Vlad Mamzer, then it's not even B'di'eved as it could. So Amar Rashi, Apanan Namitanina, we also have a verse that says, or we learned the Mishnah, who wrote that in the Mishnah? Then you could have combined the two cases. You could have had the case of Shalom Malchus and the case of Shina Shema with Shema because they both had the same deity. So why not just combine them to one entity? Why do we split them? But they're authored by two opinions. I mean, like the first opinion of Shalom Malchus is unique to Rabbi Meir. The opinion of the Shina Shema Shema, that even the Rabbanan agreed to. So even though everybody agreed to it, so therefore they separate. The Mishnah divided them up into two different cases. Right, so that's the way, that's the way Rashi learns. The problem with the way Rashi learns is now, the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Now, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, who's the halacha like? Who's the halacha like when you have a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel? Right? We have a principle that the Mamonos, the halacha is like Shmuel. Bisurei, the din is like Rav. Get is the din of Bisurei. So here the halacha will be that the get would be invalid, the chatzila. I mean, only the evidence is disavowed get because we would pass them like Rav according to Rashi. What's the problem? How do we get Gittin today? How do we date our Gittin today? So we date our Gittin too. You know, this is the 8th year of President, you know, so-and-so. This is, you know, if you're American, 8th year of President Bush. This is the, you know, 4th year of, you know, Prime Minister Omar. Nobody dated the Gittin that way, right? How do they date the, how do they date the Gittin? We date the Gittin with Lias Olam. We date them to the, right, the Jewish, the Karen Jerker all date. Right. So we dated according to Priya Sola. If we pass them like Rav, that means that every gift today is only valid in the Eved. And the Chatzila won't get remarried with such a gift because it's missing Shalom Malchus. We pass them like Rav. Right. So you have to answer that. So if you look in this Tosos, it's very important Tosos here on the right here. It says, then Rav Stevens argue on that. You can't use such a gap. Valid is a chatzkila. Alright, so now, Ba'omer, so we skip down a couple lines. There are going to be a couple answers. So let's give a couple answers. Ba'omer, Rab, Rabbi Hanan, lo kasha midday. The sentence she'ir, to kasha tzvei. The issue, ma'amachut ha'ir. Of the same ma'amachut ha'ir, the sur the garishko, the evet of lad kasha. Now, there are different stages over here. Rab and Shmuel are really not arguing. Rav and Shmuel are not arguing. Shmuel's case is when he's talking about a senter shebeir. A senter shebeir, that's not really, right, that's not really an offense to the, we say it's not great for Shalom Malchus, but that's not such an offense to the Malchus. But if you write a different Malchus, a different ruler, that is a clear offense to the Malchus, and that would only be kosher b'di'evet. Right, so if it's something that's a small thing, then we say it's kosher b'chatzkila, that's what Shmuel's talking about. Right, they're based on that, that when we write Bria Sa'olam, right, then there's no issue with Shalom Malchus anymore, because we're not offending the emperor by writing Bria Sa'olam, right, because even the Ota Tachavim today, right, Monim, today, even the non-Jews, when they date contracts, they date Gittin, they date them to the current year, 2008, 2009. They don't date them according to the rule of the president or the rule of the prime minister. That was only something that happened in the olden days when they had kings and rulers and that they dated that way. So to obligate us from Shalom Malchus to date that way doesn't seem to make sense. Right? So the other possibility, but Rabbi Yosef suggests, is that the Malchus today is not mocked on it.
Today, we don't even have kings today, but at the time of the Baliatosis, they still had kings. It says in their day that the Malkus was a Malkus, that they actually dated contracts according to the Malkus, as opposed to in the ancient times, where there was a demand for that. The last solution comes from Matino Tam himself. It says, the Rashi learned the Gemara wrong here, but this case of Rav, that it's not, Matino Tam refers to the Lavashomahu Malkus Kayi, that it's not referring, this second case of Rav is not referring, the Rav says it's due to every mayor, that's not going on the Shalom Malkus case. That he wrote it in the east and made it in the west, or the west and the east. Even the Rabbanan would agree that Shumachos affairs you can get ready. So now, this the Rabbi Yochanan says that Rav's statement goes on a different part of the Mishnah. If you do that, then you don't have the Makoto as Rav and Shmuel, and every get will be the Kushal of Katkila according to the Rabbanan, even if you don't put in the Shalmachos. And I'll explain why we gain it today. The Bias Olam has no impact on the Gitin. It's just interesting Tosos from the perspective of how our Gitin are dated, and we don't deal with this issue of Shalmachos and dating it according to the current ruler. Again, three answers. One answer is that it's only an offense when you write a different Malkus, but if you don't write the Malkus at all, that's not a real offense, and because of the Katkila, like Shmuel says. Number two is the possibility that today the rulers don't care about it. I mean, that's something that they're not mocking on. Number three is Rabbeinu Tam would suggest that Rav's whole position here has nothing to do with the situation of Shalmachos, and we pass on like Shmuel, which means that it's Kashal of Katkila according to the Chachamim. Alright, now, right to the Gemara. Kol Arayot Shamru. Right, Nisu in, if she remarried, it would be a problem. Zinu, but if she was Mizanin, it would not be a problem. Let it to the Rebbe Amnuna. This would be a big problem for Rebbe Amnuna. The Amar Rebbe Amnuna, Shomeret Yabam, Shizinta, Asura, Yabama. A Shomeret Yabam, someone who's waiting, she has a Zika Sibom, that went ahead and had Znus. She had an extra, we'll call it, extra Yibumic affair, I don't know how you call it. She had an affair outside of the Yibum itself. Right, then she's a Surah to be Miyabin. That's the point of Rebbe Amnuna, right? So lo nisu, right? So now, based on our mission, it sounds like only if this woman got remarried does it cause a problem. But if she's simply mizaneh, that wouldn't cause, we wouldn't have all these requirements about her. So the Gemara says, look, nisu v'hu adin lezinu. No, if she marries, and so too would be the din if she was mizaneh. V'asa v'hai v'kani nisu. Why are they only ready to get remarried? Lishna ma'aliyah naklah. They used a clean lashon. Right? They wanted to use it. Truthfully, if she was mizaneh, it would also be a problem. But the mission just wanted to use a clean lashon. We just had that earlier in the mission, right? We just had this on involved with regard to low open eye. I will not see your face. The Gemara also said that was Nishnam Aliyah, but they're saying Russia. Nikadamri, Nisu Adin Lezinu. Some people read the whole Gemara the other way around and say, no. But it says, our mission is to, that's the same din to Zinu. Lema Messiah Lele Rabbuna, Zab Muhammad Nuna. That'll be a proof of Rabbuna Nuna's position. Zab Muhammad Nuna, Shemetri Rabbuna, Shazinta, Surah the Yagma. Well, the Gemara says, no, Nisu Dabka. Dabka Nisu, Mishum de Michlefa, the Isha Shalach, Allah, the Midin Atayam. Because this will get mixed up with a woman whose husband goes to Medina Atayam. What happens when a woman's husband goes to Medina Atayam? In that instance, right, we require her to get a get, both from the original husband and from the new husband, because people will think she wasn't divorced. So it's over here, when we say Nisu is a problem, because when she gets married to the second guy, why do we require a get from the second guy? Because it looks like she married the second guy. Even though it's not a valid marriage, she was, right, she wasn't entitled to go marry him, but it wasn't a valid, it looks like they got married. If it looks like they got married, then we require a get. Right, but as opposed to if she was Mizaneh, as Rashi says, there's no cult, there's no, or it doesn't look like they got married. In that instance, we're not going to require her to get a get from the second guy because, right, it doesn't look like she ever married the second guy. That's the case, then we only need a get from the first guy. So that's why the Mishnah harked on Nisu, even though the din would be the same by Zinu, that she would be punished in all these, wouldn't necessarily be punished in all these ways. Okay. Kodi Sinti Bimto. Someone who takes me to a tricha. We gave two cases where it's basically the same in the Mishnah, in this case of Arayas, right, where a co-wife, a tzara, is freed because of an action of one woman, and then it turns out she's not really a valid wife. So why do you have to give two examples? Where it says, Diyashmir Mahav Kamaita, I hadn't really mentioned the first case in the Mishnah, Mishnah Delo Yikayim Mitzvah Yibom. There was no Mitzvah Yibom that was Mekuyam here. Why? They both went free. Why did they go both free? Go free? Because one of them was a sister to the second husband's wife, so she goes free, and then the co-wife goes free. So there was no yibum performed whatsoever. Right? A bahafa, the kind of mitzvah yibum, but in the second case, where one of the women performed yibum. It was just that her yibum wasn't a good yibum. In that case, we'll say maybe name alone, that she won't be held responsible in that case. We won't hold her. You say, look, what was she supposed to do over here? She thought she was clear, free and clear. In the other case, there was no Yibum, we could say, listen, you should have waited. Right? There was no Yibum at all. Over here, there was Yibum performed. She's basically Nisiyah Das from it. She doesn't even think about it anymore because there's Yibum performed. But she's been in Hochla. If you only give the second case, you assume the Karabia Kameh. The reason that she's punished in that case is because there was a Zika's Yibum on her. That was a Zika's Yibum on her. The Yibum could have married either one of them. And she could have married either one of the two co-wives. He chose the other woman. But if I take the other woman, she goes free. But at one point, she had a Zika's Yibum. So in that case, we punished her. About Hotam, in the first case, right, Lo Ramya Kameh, there was never a Zika's Yibum. Why? Because when you have an Erba, there is no Zika's Yibum. It never fell. This woman never fell to her. Co-wife is an Erba. Co-wife Erba is opposed to her, the Gamren. There was no Zika's Yibum. So therefore, Emalo, we'd say, no, in that case, it's Richa. That's why the commission had to give both examples in the Mishnah to show you in both these cases the woman is, quote unquote, punished or konis, or konis the woman for not waiting. Alright, Katav Asofer, Vinata Vita'a, Vinata Nget Isha, Vishofer of the Ish, Lezer Miriam, Alter Yatsa. If it's right away, Heifi Dami the Alter. What does it mean immediately? Maybe it comes back as mine. What does it mean later on? Samarim Yudamar Shmo, Kos Manjio Shvimbos, Inyan, as long as they're still involved with the cats, Zehul Alter, that's considered immediate. Zehul Akar Zman, as soon as they get up from dealing with the process of the Geyushin, that's already considered after Zman. Rather, Avraham Arloni says Zehul Alter. What's considered immediate as long as she hasn't married another person, right? Because then the impact of this not being a get, right, does not change her life in a sense because she's not married yet. All right, he says Zehul Akar Zman. Once she's married already, then we say too late, she can't show up to the party. So it's not. Our mission says Vokol Eminu Min Arishon Labitz Kudosh Hashini. That's the statement. Rabbi Elazar says the first guy doesn't have the right to ruin the second guy's marriage. So Bishlam of the Rav Adarava Hainu Detani Shini. That's why it's written in the Shini, meaning that the second guy who's married here, what's the problem? That she got married. That's what causes the Achazman for Rabbi Elazar. Right? Elul Shmuel, my Shini. There is no second party here. The Alter means right as soon as they get up from doing the get. Right? Achazman means right after that point. Once they were working with the get up, she's not married yet. So what's Shini here? So what's my Shini? It's Chutaru Uya the Shini. Not the, what? Not that it is, not is that there is a second guy here, but the rights of a second guy to marry her. So now, in this case, we say that this first guy does not have the right to come and undermine the marriage. Why does he have the right to undermine the marriage? Because Rashi said before, Choshishin L'Knunya, we're worried about collusion. But the first husband will come along to the wife and say, listen, we'll switch our get and our shover, and basically we'll say that there was never a divorce, and that'll cause problems, and you can come back to me, we'll get your ksuta, you know, all these good things that she could do. So that's what Rashi says. That's the way Rashi learns it. Tosfos on the land says no, that Yesh Lomar the Pamim Dein Abal Sam Al Libo Shasur Lachzira Bo Se Knunya. That truthfully, a Knunya wouldn't work over here because even if you do a Knunya, the husband can't take her back. Why can't he take her back? Because she already married a second party, right? Once she marries a second party after the divorce, right, he can't take her back. And what I'm going to do is that he's Tetemi Temi Zeh. That's the requirement in our Mishnah. So he says, not that if they would do a Pnunia, but sometimes the husband wouldn't realize that he can't do a Pnunia. And he'll go out and do it. And then even if he does it, it doesn't help him. Because in the end, she must divorce both of them, and it doesn't help him. But maybe he'll do it not knowing that that would be the outcome of his position. Okay, well, so now we'll stop over here and see what's going on.